Loughborough, Greenville, Montcalm County, Michigan, August 15, 1869. Dear Brother Loughborough, we have just opened a letter from Brother Gage. In the envelope was one from you to us. I would say, in regard to the dressing gown, we had not thoughts or feelings in regard to the matter. I have wanted to write you for some time, but have been unable. I am now quite poorly. My husband has gone to the camp meetings, and, a thing unusual, I am left behind. Although suffering with infirmities and prevented from attending the Ohio meeting, yet I have felt that Jesus was very near and precious to me. I never felt deeper interest in the work than at this present time. My whole being is enlisted in this work. The end of all things is at hand. I have not a shadow of a doubt of this, and when I see the people of God, especially those at Battle Creek, so backslidden from God and so behind as not to know it, I am filled with grief and can but be led to inquire, what is the cause of this terrible dearth in the church? I think it is because they have not made thorough work in confessing. I think that very much of the terrible darkness which has been upon the church at Battle Creek so long can be traced to individuals, especially Harriet, Smith, Martha, Amadon, and Cornelia, Cornell. Martha, Amadon, has been making some confessions by letter to us, that she, Harriet, and Cornelia talked with you and warned you before you came to write not to get under our influence. I felt that you were distant, and we knew that the Lord was with us. And why you did not see and make reports to this effect when you returned has always troubled me. How cruel! We struggle to carry out the light God had given, and all are against us. Martha, Amadon, confessed that when Brother Rogers came back from Wright in sympathy with us, you got hold of him and turned him square about. Here were women influencing you, and you, in your turn, influencing them. What spirit had taken possession of you? I cannot tell what reason you had for all this zeal, unless fired up by the spirit of Satan. I have felt that you were confessing your way out, and we hope that God will bless you with freedom. But from that rebellion, for it was nothing else, seeds have been sown all through Battle Creek, and are now springing up and bearing their crop of rebellion. This matter is not done with. If Harriet, Smith, Martha, Amadon, and Cornelia, Cornell, have met the mind of God, I am glad, but I do not believe they have. If they had come out right from this and frankly confessed without covering up, they would have, in thus doing, rooted out the rebellion, every fiber of it. But they would not reveal the part they acted. Some are just coming out by written confession. After I wrote that letter to Lucinda Hall, it is stated in a letter of confession, ministers followed with letters to stay up Brother Abbey's hands lest my letter should affect him. Who these ministers were, I know not. I require none of them to confess to us. I feel that I would be glad to never have it mentioned again, if it could be so, and be as well for all. We shall never reside at Battle Creek again. I have lost confidence in so many there. It is purgatory for me. I will say no more on this subject. I never felt that Jesus was so precious to me as now. I want his divine image perfectly reflected in me. I long to have strength to bear the burden of warning to poor souls unready for Christ's appearing. I want to be an instrument of righteousness. I am suffering with infirmities. I may not live long, yet I do not feel anxious in the matter. It may be my death will serve the cause of God better than my life. If so, I choose the grave. I feel like a child ready to abide the decision of a parent. I have no will of my own. I love the truth. I love souls for whom Christ died and would spend and be spent in this all-important work if strength were granted me to do this. Work on, my brother, while the day last. The night cometh, when no man can work. John 9, verse 4. Oh, draw near to God. Live in Him and walk even as He walked. Love to your wife. Much love to brother and sister Bordeaux. I want to write them and shall if I can feel strong enough.